Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
You still get stoned to make a phone call. You're still a bachelor with those blank walls.
Find someone who looks at you the way Jensen McRae looks at songwriting. The LA-bred singer who studied pop music at USC has a new album, and it continues to showcase her lyrical skills. She's got a passion and precision you don't find often.
If I find myself writing something that's a little bit more vague, I will be like, oh, okay, how can I set this and ground this into something physical? And if I'm just listing a lot of like scene settings, I'm like, okay, but how is that making everyone in this scene feel?
She joins me to talk about her new record, I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. And we'll get into the nitty-gritty of how McRae looks at songwriting, what it does for her, and what it most certainly does not.
I think people who are like, I don't need to go to therapy. Art is my therapy. I'm like, no, therapy is therapy.
Plus some live performances recorded for the show. It's Jensen McRae coming up. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. The Brainerd Police Department is asking for help finding a missing Brainerd woman. 61-year-old Corey DeGeest was reported missing Sunday. She was last seen walking on Beach Street about 2 weeks ago. Authorities are concerned for her well-being due to pre-existing chronic medical conditions. DeGeest is 5 feet 1 inch tall and 150 pounds. She is white with sandy brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Brainerd Police. The vehicle of a man missing from Silver Bay was found in Cook County on Friday. WTIP reports the Cook County Sheriff's Office found the vehicle of 40-year-old Gene Adam Doherty near the Grade and Brule Lake Road near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Doherty was last seen leaving his mother's home near Silver Bay on July 1st. He may be suffering from a mental health crisis. WTIP says search and rescue efforts were underway Friday. Anyone who has seen or had contact with Doherty is asked to contact the Lake or Cook County Sheriff's Offices. One of two suspects is in custody after the armed robbery of a Cloquet gas station Saturday. According to Cloquet police, the incident occurred just before 5 a.m. at the Washington Avenue Quick Trip. Witnesses reported that two males with a gun entered the store and stole cash from the register before fleeing on foot. Around 6:30 p.m., a 16-year-old was taken into custody in Renshaw. Officers later executed a search warrant and found items connected to the robbery. Cloquet Police Chief Derek Randall says he believes the second suspect will be identified soon and encouraged them to turn themselves in. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Cloquet Police Department. The Crow Wing County Board approved a new agreement with the U.S. Department of Agriculture that will give USDA staff access to county lands to address issues with wolves, coyotes, and beavers. The Brainerd Dispatch reports a similar agreement was signed in 2007 and expired in 2012. Crow Wing Administrative Services Director Jory Danielson says the USDA is working to reestablish similar agreements across the state. Per the agreement, USDA staff can conduct wolf, beaver, and coyote control operations and wolf research on county property. That includes direct work like removing beavers and their dams. Commissioner Jamie Lee represents northeastern Crow Wing County, including Emily and Crosby. He says wolves are a problem in his district and asked if there was discussion for removal. Tony Fleurlage is the Department of Natural Resources Conservation Officer for northeastern Crow Wing County. He says he's had one wolf depredation complaint this year, but USDA tracks complaints more. The Trump and Biden administrations sought to remove gray wolves from the endangered species list. Republicans in the state legislature have also called to reinstate a wolf hunt. Minnesota has the largest population in the lower 48, and it is at or above a healthy level, according to the DNR. Minnesota is known nationally for strong voter turnout, but academics here are showing interest in efforts elsewhere in the country to boost voter confidence in elections. The University of Minnesota's Humphrey School of Public Affairs hosted a forum this month to examine nonpartisan messaging campaigns led by election administrators. Experts say widespread voter fraud is rare, but distrust is elevated these days. Thad Kauser of the University of California, San Diego, says that means administrators are taking on new job duties.
Now they also have to engage in this trust-building program that often makes them seem like a communications professional.
The panelists cited videos showing the behind-the-scenes work that goes into protecting ballots and overseeing a fair vote. Kauser says 6 out of 10 surveys based on these videos and similar efforts showed a gain in trust. Smaller election offices might not have the budget to make video ads. Kauser says their research has found local media appearances are effective too. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. One of the things I dig about this show is seeing my guests get really detail-oriented. Passion is great, it's needed, but show me how you'll add a barely perceptible sound to a song to evoke a specific emotion. When it comes to songwriting, Jensen McCrae is my kind of obsessive. Born and raised in Southern California, McCrae found her calling in writing, be it essays or journaling, and yes, lyrics. Influenced by classic songwriters like Carole King and James Taylor, she got her bachelor's degree in pop music from USC. So today was a chance to get into the weeds about how McCrae works as a lyricist as we discuss her new album, I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. It was recorded in North Carolina with Brad Cook at the helm. We'll also get into why songwriting involves more math than you think or even consider, and why you shouldn't look to art for healing. Our session gets underway with the song Praying for Your Downfall. It's Jensen McCrae on World Cafe.
see you fall down. I'll be the bigger man now. Don't need to see you fall down.
Recorded live at Non-Convention in Philadelphia, it's Jensen McRae with a performance of Praying for Your Downfall. It's a song from her sophomore album, I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. Jensen McRae is my guest today. I'm Kaleo. It's World Cafe. Jensen, so nice to meet. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You are a writer through and through, and that comes in many different forms. Like, people can go check out your Substack and see your blogs or long-form essays or your poetry and, of course, your songs. How do you know when the words you're writing or intending to write are headed for a specific avenue?
Sometimes I have that intentionality. Sometimes I know right away. But a lot of times it's just trial and error. Like, there have been times where I've been trying to write a song with a certain line over and over and over again, and then I realize that I can't. And I'm like, oh, that's because this was supposed to be a poem all along. Like, it doesn't have the same lyrical shape that I originally intended. And it works better when it's more free flowing and I'm not trying to box it into like a songwriting structure. And there are times when I'll be writing, I'll put a line in an essay, for example, that I pull from a journal. And I'm like, you know, this is kind of a bar and I would rather put this in a song than just put it in an essay. So it's a lot of, it's just testing things out and moving them around. And sometimes an idea will come to me and I'll put it in a few different forms before I settle on the form that fits the best.
Yeah, makes sense. Are there any parts of your experience that are off limits for songwriting, at least in terms of the work that you share publicly? Or are there any songwriting themes that you keep for yourself?
I don't know that there's any topics that are off limits. I think when I write about things that are difficult for me to write about or to talk about, like, I build in protection for myself by not sharing super specific details. Like, I always want to protect my own past and my own secrets. And I also want to protect the identities of the people that I'm writing about. Like, I'm not interested in like doing like an expose on anyone. Like, I want to tell these stories and I want to share the themes that I've encountered in my life. And I don't feel like it would serve me to withhold any of those themes from public consumption. But it's really important to have a barrier in terms of like identifying information. Yeah. And I think that I'll always continue to do that because it enables me to write about things that are really challenging to write about and talk about without feeling like I've totally exposed myself to the world.
Yeah. You know, people talk about how songwriting can be healing and therapeutic. Is there a part of that that needs more nurturing for it to take hold? Like, the process of itself of writing isn't the therapy, it's what builds off of it. Or maybe it needs to reach an audience and it needs to be echoed back to you before it gives you that feeling of healing.
Well, I find that it probably is not the healthiest attitude to like wait for feedback from the world about your writing to experience catharsis. Like, that definitely would be, I feel like that would be a real trap.
It would be terrible for social media people because that outlet is right there and that could be damaging for sure.
Yeah. And I think there's so many songs that I've, to your point earlier about like, is there anything I hold for myself? Sometimes there will be songs I write about certain topics that even if I'm really proud of them, I'm like, this doesn't need to be shared. Like, this one was just for me. And the writing itself was really cathartic. But the way that I talk about songwriting as a tool in my healing process is more cathartic than therapeutic. Like, I am in therapy with a therapist and like that, I had therapy yesterday and that's super huge for me. And like, I think people who are like, oh, or I don't need to go to therapy. Art is my therapy. I'm like, no, therapy is therapy. Art is catharsis. Art is self-expression. It's healing. It's communal. It's, there's so many beautiful things about making and consuming art. But if you have like mental health problems, ideally you're also in therapy.
This is World Cafe. We're here with Jensen McRae. I want to get into another performance, Savannah. Can you talk a little bit about the joy of putting words together, of finding a way to make things sound good, whether it be like lyrically idea or just sonically? It's pleasing to hear these words in this order.
Well, it's really satisfying to have songwriting as my primary medium because I find it to be, as creative as it is, also like a deeply mathematical process because I write in a traditional verse chorus structure. I make music that arguably is pop music. Like, you know, obviously it veers to other genres too. There's folk, there's country, there's all these other things going on, but it really is pop music. And that structure necessitates being able to fit syllables into spaces. Like, if you're doing stuff that's really, really experimental, you know, that is, you have a little bit more freedom. Like, you don't have to follow a rhyme scheme necessarily. You don't have to follow like a syllabic structure in any way. But when you're writing in this traditional format, there's math involved. And I find that very enjoyable. Like, in addition to the fact that I'm like reaching inside of myself and expressing myself, like, I love forcing myself to find a better slant rhyme or a smaller number of syllables or a greater number of syllables that make it feel more, give it a more pleasant mouth feel and also like ear feel, I guess. And when I can figure that out, it's incredibly satisfying.
Oh my God. I love this. I love this. Now we just need audio commentary on the songs now too. So it's like, listen for this, listen for this. Actually, people should listen to this live recording of Savannah. It's Jensen McCrae here on World Cafe.
There is an intersection in your college town with your name on it, with your name on it. You always said you couldn't wait to tear it down. I should have been honest, called you out on it. 'Cause I see signs from God.
World Cafe. It's a performance of Savannah recorded live here in Philadelphia from Jensen McCrae. Her new album is available now. I don't know how, but they found me. My name is Stephen Kaleo, contributing host. This is World Cafe. Listening to the album, it's clear you know your way around a melody. So no surprise that you went to school for it. Sort of. You've got a degree in popular music performance from USC. And I love thinking about what makes a song catchy. Are there some of the things that you took away from that program that you still use to this day when you are crafting songs?
One of the biggest takeaways that I remember is in one of my songwriting classes, we talked about the concept of toggling, which is basically like having lines that are more external, like giving like sensory descriptions of what's happening, whether it's things you can see or hear or smell, whatever, and then toggling back to more internal descriptions of things that are like about emotions and psychology and things like that. Like the example that my professor gave was Why Georgia by John Mayer, mm-hmm. where the first line is, I'm driving down 85 in the type of morning that lasts all afternoon.
I'm driving
85 in the kind of morning that lasts all afternoon. I'm just stuck inside the gloom.
And it's like, oh, that's scene setting. We can see ourselves on this highway. And then the next line is just stuck inside the gloom. And that's a little bit more internal. And that's a little bit more emotional and psychological. And so we went through that song and some other songs and did show like what that looked like to toggle back and forth between the two modes. And that's something that I think about all the time when I'm writing. If I find myself writing something that's a little bit more vague, I will be like, oh, okay, how can I set this and ground this into something physical? And if I'm just listing a lot of like scene settings, I'm like, okay, but how is that making everyone in this scene feel?
Wow. It's just so much more complex than less fact, more emotion, which is what I hear so many songwriters saying. But it's like, it can't be all emotion. You need something to ground it to.
And I think it depends on the genre that you're working in. And the same goes with melody. Like, I can't remember exactly which class this was in that we talked about this. But like, and this also happened just through being in like pop songwriting sessions for other artists as well. But a lot of times great pop songs have this huge rise and fall and this huge variance in their melody. Like, you'll look at a chorus of a pop song and like the first few notes will be really, really low and it'll suddenly jump the octave. And that big dynamic variance is like what makes it feel like more urgent and catchy, like what will get people's attention on first listen. And so that's something that I also try to do. I try not to stay in the same register for, you know, especially like if the whole verse is very low, the chorus now has to be in the higher part of my register and vice versa. If I have a line that where every single lyric is basically on the same note, then I need to have a follow-up line where they're going up and down and up and down and up and down. Like there needs to be movement to keep people's attention spans are short and there needs to be movement and you can't just do the same thing over and over.
We're here with Jensen McCrae on World Cafe. One of the things I want to talk about with regard to the album, your vocal performances just floored me. And not just the performances, but the range, the dynamic throughout the album. It feels like at certain songs you're inhabiting like another person. How did you choose where your register or your delivery was going to go? How does the song sort of dictate where you go with your performance?
Well, there's certain songs that are more like emotionally evocative than others. And I feel like in the case of a song like Tuesday or Savannah, like there was, I mean, I think it's Tuesday in particular.
Yeah, please. That was the one that made me like, what the heck is going on here? And then it hits you like a ton of bricks.
Well, I'm glad. That one was one where like I started really low and not even really conversational because it's like lower in a lower part of my register than the part that would be considered conversational. And it's to me, that is helpful to very intimate, to draw the listener in as I'm like telling this extremely sad story. And then the chorus is very sweeping. And like the text of the song is like, it was just Tuesday to you. If you spent a day in my shoes, you'd know how it feels to be used. And the theme of that song is like finally telling someone who has harmed you, who has abused you, like, you don't even I'm taking my power back. Like, how dare you do the things that you did and how dare you not acknowledge that you did them? And so in the verses, there's this weakness and there's this fragility and there's this vulnerability. And then the choruses are very sweeping and big and loud because that's the part of the song that feels like reclamation. And at the end of the song, I return to that very low part of my register because it, to me, that song, in the same way that the album is about this topic, it's about how healing isn't linear and for every moment of triumph and victory and this moment where you feel like maybe you reached the end of your healing journey, you're going to go backward and you're going to feel weak and small again. And that's kind of like the arc that the song maps over the course of my vocal register.
Thanks for sharing that. I want people to have a chance to hear some of Tuesday. It's Jensen McCrae on World Cafe.
You can't remember it now, how holding my hand left a bruise, 'cause it was just Tuesday to you. If you spent a day in my shoes, you know how it feels to be used. To me it was all breaking news, but it was just Tuesday to you. Architect of all my wounds, I'll be forgetting you.
This is World Cafe. Jensen McCrae is my guest. The new album is available now. I don't know how, but they found me. Up next, I Can Change Him. And this was a song that initially was going to be a song just for you, at least from what I read, that this wasn't something that was going to go out into the world because you have a specific reference to an artist that your ex listened to. Shout out. Shout out to Josh Ostrander, a.k.a. Mondo Cosmo, who is the artist in question, not the ex, not the ex. What ultimately made you comfortable with, like, putting this song out into the world?
Well, it was just so much feedback from the people that I was working with and the people that they had shared the album with, like, or the, you know, a variety of demos with. Everyone was like, oh my God, that song, I can change him. Like, you have to put that on. That like, a lot of people wanted it to be a single. And I was like, well, it's not a single. But I came around to eventually realizing, like, if it means that much to this many people, and if this many people see themselves in it, then surely I can put it out. And it is funny because I messaged Mondo Cosmo while I was dating this person, and I was like, oh, Plastic Soul is one of our songs. And he responded and was like, oh, that's awesome. And then I put this album out years later. I'm like, I wonder if he's heard the song and if he's like, I remember her. But I haven't talked to him about it, so I don't know. But yeah, that's an example of a thing of like, I'm content to put those kind of details in a song because that's not like doxing anybody.
Right.
But it's a thing that like, it's like an if you know, you know thing. And it's a thing that like, I think even if, you know, your song with your partner or your ex is not Plastic Soul by Mondo Cosmo, then you have a song that you can't listen to anymore. You have a song that is, surely everyone has a song that's like, I actually can't do that one right now. And so even if it's not that song is a great symbol and stand-in for whatever it is for the people listening.
Should I let Josh know that you're trying to take money off his plate? Food off the table?
No.
Less songs. Now that song is ruined for you. No, I think that's a really fascinating point where it's like, yeah, there's not enough distinguishing information. I think that makes sense. And if you know, you know. Let's listen to a live performance of I Can Change Him. It's Jensen McRae here on World Cafe.
Same old $8 cologne, same old he can't be alone, same old cigarettes he rolls, same old Cosmos plastic soul, wisdom sketches on his face, still won't learn to act his age, same old little tricks he plays, I guess some things never change. To him, he'll go back to who he's always been. Maybe I just love him. Maybe I just think all he needs is a little something. Maybe that little something's me. Maybe I'll be his exception and he'll never be the same. Maybe I could change. Dirty films, he still never gets his fill, and I know he never will. Here I am still handing out the benefit of the doubt, knowing how he'll let me down, knowing I know that by now. Maybe I just love him. Maybe I just think all he needs is a little something. Maybe that little something's me.
It's Jensen McCrae, performance of I Can Change Him. This is World Cafe. We're here with Jensen McCrae. We've got one more song to get to, Let Me Be Wrong. What do you want to tell people about this before we hear it?
Well, I mean, this song started as me wanting to write a song that felt like a combination of Silk Chiffon by Muna and I Want to Get Better by Bleachers, because I had been on tour with Muna right before I wrote the song, and I sang Silk Chiffon with them on stage several times. And I realized that I wanted a moment, or maybe several moments in my own set, that had that kind of buoyancy in them, because so many of my songs up to that point were just like very sad and slow. And I realized when I was going into making this album, I was like, I want there to be just more. I want my audience to experience more feelings, and I want there to be a place where people can scream and dance. So I knew I wanted that. And then when I went into the studio the day that I wrote this song, I'd been thinking a lot about, one, I want to write a song called Let Me Be Wrong. I had that title in my head. And I was like, I want it to feel like I Want to Get Better by Bleachers. I love the idea of like, just feeling like you're finally forgiving yourself and you're finally trying to get better and you're finally trying to grow and change and kick old bad habits. And I've always been, you know, a middle daughter / eldest daughter, technically, and recovering perfectionist, former gifted kid, like all these things that are just mean to death on the internet. Like I have been all of that for so long. And I just wanted to write a song that was finally like, I'm forgiving myself for the ways that I've ever thought that I didn't measure up. And I'm finally letting myself be a normal 20 something and just screw up a lot.
Beautifully said. Let's take a listen to it. Let Me Be Wrong. It's Jensen McCrae on World Cafe.
Trust my gut and belly flop. Call the coward just to talk. Though it's never worth the cost to dance on glass with my shoes off. Something rotting in my brain tells me do it anyway. And do not fear the long decay. Those girls at 17, they got glass ceilings and rings. Those girls got everything. Something twisted in my chest says I'm good but not the best. When I was young, that knocked me out, but nothing really shakes me.
Recorded live at Non-Convention in Philadelphia, it's Jensen McCrae with a performance of Let Me Be Wrong. The new album is available now. I don't know how, but they found me. Jensen, this was an absolute pleasure. Congratulations on the album. Here's to a great rest of 2025 and look forward to seeing what you have in store for us in the future.
Thank you so much for having me. This was great.
Awesome. Jensen McCrae, everyone. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World's Cafe. Thanks again to Jensen McRae. New album is I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. If you missed any of the conversation or performances, you can find them at worldcafe.org. Hat tip to our producer, Miguel Perez, for his work on the session. Another band that stopped by not too long ago was the Brooklyn outfit Mama. From their album, Welcome to My Blue Sky, here's I Want You, Fever.
Everyone can see what page of a magazine. She makes me feel like I could be a tower. Big song, tired, the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be.
Certified 2K banger from KT Tunstall, Suddenly I See, and Mama, I Want You. Stay close. We've got a collaborative project between the producer Knowledge and Anderson .Paak next on World Cafe.
Hey, thanks for listening to your public radio station, which brings you Morning Edition, the most popular radio news program in the United States, where you get voices of people in the news and reports from around the world. We know you have millions of options to get somebody's opinion on the news. Millions of options for a take on the news, but few options where you can get people who dig up facts and go to the scene to look and give you the information to make your decision. And this public radio station is the place for that, where you get NPR News.
This public radio station is KAXE. We are people-powered. We are not governed by algorithms or corporations. We are governed by people, people like you. We need you to join us and keep us people-powered. Text the word DONATE to 218-326-1234. I'm Heidi Holton, and I thank you for your support.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe, and I have got a great song for you, one that I think will make you feel pretty good. It's from No Worries, which is the collaboration between Anderson .Paak and Knowledge. New song is called Everybody Gets Down. Not everybody get down. It's not a command. It's basically saying everyone's going to have a good time. At least that's how I read it. And based on the music, I think I'm right. Check it out. New music from No Worries, Everybody Gets Down.
Gotta take Live from the funk, it's hotter than Texas. Right from the jump, yeah, you got my attention. You give me that stuff, and it's such a blessing. You and I get the light, alone in this heaven. Oh, baby, oh, baby. Say you will, say you might. If this is wrong, then nothing's right. Oh, baby, oh, baby. See yourself like I do. Oh, tonight looks good on you. Hey, Miss Serious. We don't have to act so serious. Be like nobody's watching. Only us, baby. If it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you, baby. If it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you, more than I choose to. I'm falling in love, in love I ain't used to. You give me that stuff, no, I can't refuse you. You and I in the light, it's alright. Like nobody's watching, only us. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be.
That's forever. Yes, let's walk always. I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and laughter, the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard, and you make it hard.
Be my lady.
Closing the cafe out with a beautiful love song written by Stephen Stills for his then-girlfriend, Judy Collins. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. They would connect in 2017 for a collaborative album under the name Stills and Collins. That does it for us here on The Cafe. Appreciate you listening. And a big shout out to our affiliates that make this show possible, including Vermont Public Radio and KTNA in Talkeetna, Alaska. We make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.